Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
8:13 on this Friday morning, first day of August. Run against Leslie Harris? Oh, no, I don't think so. How you doing, Leslie Harris?
I'm great. How are you?
I am okay. Tell me about how it feels to be have a second term.
I'm really excited about it. I'm ready to continue the work that we have been doing, and I'm just thankful for the residents of District B and their support and their work with us to make District B better.
So let's talk about some of the accomplishments of your first term that you are proud of.
The Housing Trust Fund, I'm really, really proud of. That was something that was led by my team and myself. And with nonprofit partners, we got the Housing Trust Fund passed. That means that there's a dedicated source of funding for affordable and workforce housing from here until the end of time. So that we can make sure that New Orleanians have affordable and workforce housing opportunities.
Is this going to cost you money to be a council member for a second term?
Does it cost me money?
Is it going to cost you money? Yeah, you know what I'm saying. If you were not a council member, are you choosing to do this as opposed to being a very effective attorney, which you were, and a partner and everything else? I'm just saying that people don't understand sometimes when it comes to public service. And look, you asked for the job and you want it, but it does come at a cost to you, does it not?
There is an opportunity cost that happens when you are a public servant. I think that it's something that I went in eyes wide open with and continue to understand that there is a loss that happens. Councilmember DeRusso, who's my buddy on the council, mm-hmm. obviously recognized that when he decided not to run at large and go back into the private sector.
The reason I bring that up is apparently for you to make that decision and that sacrifice, there are things that you are either concerned about or want to address in your second term, right?
I think that's right. And I think that we have a good momentum in District B that I want to continue. My team is amazing and they are committed to the district. Matthew in my office, everybody knows, we literally say Matt for mayor all the time because he's just so committed to getting things right mm-hmm. and working with the agencies in the mayor's office to make sure that things are done, quality of life issues are addressed, and he's just been really amazing. Allison Port, who's my chief of staff, has been great on policy issues, including on housing and homelessness. Liz in my office does land use, and we've had some really challenging things. And so my team is just really working hard every single day, and there was no way that I could abandon them because they are committed to District B as much as I am.
Hmm. When it comes to Topgolf, I think we all knew when with 504 Golf that it was apparent that two of these were not sustainable, right? Would you agree or not?
I don't know that I would agree with that, but I certainly think that 504 got out the gate quicker. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's part of the reason why Topgolf has sort of dialed back its plans for development of that particular site. Although I will say that my understanding is they've applied for an extension of the variance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of the variance. And so I don't know that the project's totally dead, but that is something that the River District folks and the developers need to address with the neighborhood.
Well, I hope I'm wrong. I hope both are sustainable, and or for whatever reason, I don't live there for the neighborhood. I hope that best works out. But as a golfer, I don't see how both of those could be viable. But who knows? I don't know what I'm talking about. Let's talk about the affordable housing part of the River District development. And now, as I understand, it's going to call for more affordable housing or not?
Yeah, absolutely. So they are going forward. They just issued the design of the affordable housing. And there, I think, are 275 units in that first development. So I'm really excited about it. They are contractually required to have 450 units of affordable and workforce housing. And so this goes to about a quarter of what all housing and then half of the affordable housing that they're required contractually to build. So this is super exciting. This is exactly why I supported the River District. And so going forward, I will continue to do so.
When it comes to Topgolf and the people in your area in River District, are they happy that it seems to be on hold now? Or what are you hearing from your constituents?
I think the constituents would rather have something else in that particular parcel. Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with that stance. I think that it's probably time now to get back in a room with all the developers and the convention center who owns the land mm-hmm. to figure out what is the best and highest use of that parcel. But right now, Topgolf, I think, has a contract with the River District developers, and until that contract expires, I think that there's a possibility that Topgolf could go forward.
Because I'm sorry, go ahead.
But I think, just to reiterate, I think that the residents around there would prefer some sort of grocery market retail in that spot rather than a Topgolf.
Counselor, it would not be inaccurate to say that basically now that 504 is up and running and standing, it would be like taking that and placing it in that space?
Yes. It's my understanding is the Topgolf design is smaller, less light intrusive, less noise intrusive, a little more modest mm-hmm. than 504, which is a fantastic facility.
It is.
I was there for the opening day, and it's very colorful. All of that, I think, is a bit more scaled down for the Topgolf design.
I think it's great. I think it looks great from the interstate. I hope people are enjoying it. I just wonder in that area what people would think and so forth. Do you play golf or not?
I used to. I don't have time anymore.
Hmm. How good were you?
I wasn't that great, but, you know, I had lucky shots every now and then.
Good for you. Tell me about the dogs. I didn't ask you about the dogs. Have they been behaving or not?
No, of course not.
I get this knucklehead at home that's been chewing on the windowsill, and when I get home,
oh, yeah.
He's sitting there and he's looking at me, and he knows that he did wrong, right? He's got that look on his face, and he doesn't jump on me to greet me or anything. He sits there looking guilty as hell. He knows what he's done. And then yesterday I left a shoebox out, and thankfully he ate that instead of the windowsill. Same thing. Sitting there looking at me like he's guilty, and I'm thinking you need a lawyer is what you need to get you out of this mess. So no different with
yeah,
you. No difference with yours?
Same with the puppies. I mean, I have chewed up windowsills and everything else, but just look at me every day. I need to get them repaired.
Well, but you know what? The way I look at it, Leslie, is it's destroyed now, so maybe we'll go and have a glass, right? Am I wrong?
Exactly right.
It's destroyed
now.
It's got to be replaced.
Right.
What the hell? Have a blast. Good. Chew it. Eat it up. We'll take a break. Pick it up. We come back with Councilmember Leslie Harris. It is 8:20. I'm Tommy Tucker. This is WWL. Let's look at traffic. 8:24 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Councilmember Leslie Harris, who, like me, spoils dogs and is the worst dog owner ever in the history of ever being ever. But they're happy, and that's what counts, right?
That's right. We need to get a play date.
Little fur babies, God bless them. Yeah, get a play date, let them. Anyway, let's talk about, so we're going to have a new mayor, right? And
yeah. You're
going to have a new term. Compare and contrast, I don't want you to look back. Let's look forward to what it is, because I know you're not gonna. I'd ask you to, but you're not gonna. So let's look forward to what you hope that a new mayor brings into City Hall that would make it easier for you to accomplish the things you want to accomplish.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You know, I think...
you can look back if you want, but I didn't think you wanted to.
Well, listen, let me say this about the current administration. Our office works closely with the offices that we need to work with. There's been no impediment by the mayor for us working with DPW, for example, safety and permits, code enforcement. We work directly with those directors, and that's been a good relationship. We can actually get things done. So I'm hopeful that this next mayor will continue that level of access for the city council members to directly to the departments so that we don't have to go through a whole bureaucracy in order to get things done. That's what's been nice about this mayor. That said, I do think that this next mayor needs to bring a sense of urgency and energy to the offices.
Urgency directed toward what, Leslie?
Towards getting things done. We've always been slow, but right now we're literally in the doldrums of this next term. I think things are being even more delayed. We see people leaving the city because there's going to be a transition. Mm-hmm. Gilbert, for example, who was fantastic and great to work with, just left, and that's a real loss. And so I hope that this next mayor brings some urgency and energy to getting projects completed on time. Mm-hmm. That's been a real problem throughout all of our districts.
Now, when you say projects, you're talking about streets primarily?
Everything. I mean, from streets to getting street signs up, stop signs up, traffic lights fixed, everything. There's just been a lack of urgency.
Let me jump in for a second. Since you said that, mm-hmm. and, you know, we've all been here since Katrina. It amazes me. I don't know if it goes back to Katrina or not, but how there are still intersections where, thank goodness for Waze or navigation apps, because I don't know what the hell the name of the street is. They have no street sign. Like you're talking about, street lights have been out for a long, long time. What can the next mayor do? What can the council do to improve what's going on at DPW? Because I guess those are the people responsible for that.
Yeah, I think part of the issue with DPW, again, is a lack of staffing. And so for a long time, they didn't have someone to do traffic studies to figure out what should be at intersections. Mm-hmm. Their sign shop has been understaffed, and those are the people who make the signs.
They can't contract that out?
And so I hope they should be able to contract that out. But again, contracts at the city are slow, and mm-hmm. we know from your discussions with Joe Geruso and mine, that the city has historically been slow to pay, and so contractors are less likely to contract with the city of New Orleans. That has changed under the city council. We have pushed forward Net 30 to make sure that contractors are getting paid on time. So if you're a contractor out there and want to contract with the city, we are actually paying contracts on time for once. And so I think that sort of urgency needs to continue. I hope that I have a good working relationship with this next mayor. All of the candidates I know and am friends with, and so I don't see any reason why that wouldn't be. But I do think that whoever comes next needs to really make sure that we have appropriate staffing at all levels so that we can actually get things done as a city.
So if you know them all and you're friends with them all, I presume you're not going to be endorsing any, or are you?
No, I am Switzerland at this time.
Staying out of that completely.
Yes.
I know somebody that's a contractor, does work with the city. They said they never did have a problem getting paid, that you just had to know how to go about it, and it shouldn't be that difficult, right? Nor should it be that difficult to get a street sign up?
It shouldn't be that difficult, and that's the thing. There are a lot of processes that are antiquated at the city where, you know, you have to walk pieces of paper through. My husband has a story about trying to get a liquor license, and he had to run and get things notarized, and he's running back and forth to a bank and a notary, blah, 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 and this takes up time.
You couldn't have done that for
him? I'm sorry?
You couldn't have done that for him?
No.
You're an attorney. Why? You couldn't? You're not a notary?
I am a notary, but I would not notarize my husband's things that he needs to file with the city.
I just asked him. I don't know. Trying to keep it in shop. I'm trying to run an efficient shop, Leslie. That's all I'm
trying. Yeah, listen. But it's things like that just make no sense. And he tells a story, and it's really funny, of him like literally running up and down. But unless you know, and he happened to know and happened to have contacts because he's done this for a long time within the city, you wouldn't know that you needed several pieces of paper notarized and you have to run them up and down the stairs.
On a serious note, that says a lot about you, about any appeared impropriety that you would have. You'd rather have your husband run all over than you do it. I understand. No, I mean that sincerely. What are the dogs' names real quick?
Biz and Lexi.
All right. You know who I have? Grady. But you know how I spell it? Grrrady.
Well, Biz's middle name is Barkey, Biz Barkey.
Okay, so you see, but with Grady, it goes to Grady. He named himself Grady. Thank you, Leslie. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
You bet. We'll talk to DA Jason Williams when we come back right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.